Hey, is this Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, this is Bryce calling from Sonic 102.9, man. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Oh, not as good as you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, just a quick backstory. Brian, last night at the Foo Fighters concert, Dave Grohl and company wanted to play Tom Sawyer, and he says, I don't really know all the words. Does anybody here know all the words? Your hand goes up in the air.
Yeah.
You get called out, go on stage, and they played Tom Sawyer, you sang it, and you absolutely nailed it. You knew all the words, and you have the voice for it, too. It was incredible. The look on Grohl's face was incredible. I just want to get your rendition of what happened last night.
I don't know. Like you're saying there, Dave Grohl just, like, looked for someone to sing Tom Sawyer. And like, yeah, I know the words. We sang that song a bunch of times in karaoke there. So, yeah, then all of a sudden, everyone starts pointing at me. I'm like, ooh, what? Okay, I'm going off stage. Is this really happening?
Oh, my God. So you get on stage. He hands you the microphone. He kind of said, good luck. This will be interesting.
Yeah. Believe me, I was nervous. I was, like, shaking the whole time.
Did you hear the rumble of the crowd just getting into it as you started nailing it?
Oh, yeah. It was interesting.
Has it sunk in yet that you were standing on stage singing for the Foo Fighters for about 3.5-4 minutes there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, holy hell, heck, I'm singing, like, front of, like 40, 50,000 people here. Like, yeah, so Bear Cross is on my bucket list. That's probably never going to happen again.
Yeah, I think what you did is on a lot of people's bucket list. Did you get a glimpse of Dave Grohl's face while you were singing? You blew his mind.
Maybe I looked over, like, briefly there or whatever. Holy heck, you're killing it, man. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, maybe that would make you more nervous if you just kept staring at Dave Grohl. So you nail, absolutely crush Tom Sawyer. What happened after?
After the whole show was said and done there, yeah, they took me backstage and they asked me, first Dave Grohl comes to me like, you're awesome, man. Why don't you come back and have a beer and all that there? I'm like, oh, you bet I'll be back there having a beer with you.
No way. So you got to hang out with Dave Grohl for a little bit. What's he like? Tell us what Dave Grohl is like. We can only imagine.
Oh, he's awesome. He's a real nice guy and all that.
What did you guys talk about back there?
Asking like about some of the shows he's been to there and where he was yesterday, whatever. Like I guess he was in L.A. and then like he came in like yesterday afternoon or something like that for the show there. I'm like, oh, I thought you would like came in from Vancouver and. Because he was asked, like, so this is a big city with, like, the famous mall and all that. They're like, what's that, Jamal? Yeah, that's the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he's saying he didn't really get an opportunity to go check it out there. Yeah, like I said, he flew in from Los Angeles. So I'm like, oh, I thought you were going to come in from, like, Vancouver or something like that, like, last night. And then, like, got up this morning to kind of, like, explore the town and all that. They're like, oh, no, no.
No, I think they're kind of at a level. There's quite a few bands, like, when you reach that status that you kind of fly in, fly out.
Oh, yeah, that's like one thing I have to ask in there. Like, I can't imagine what that's like, whatever. Like, I bet you can't even, like, walk anywhere anymore.
No, no way.
No.
Oh, Brian, so many people are so jealous of what you got to do. And have you seen how much support you're getting
by
everyone?
I went home last night there from leaving Rexall, going all the way home. My phone's been buzzing like crazy.
Well, man, you did an absolutely amazing job. Garner has talked about on this show his rock and roll fantasy being picked out of the crowd to come on stage and fill in for someone in a band. And you did that last night. You crushed it. You were the front man for the Foo Fighters for about 4 minutes there. Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
So congratulations, man.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad you enjoyed that.